It's the Articulate Fools.
Articulate Fools, foolish as fuck.
It's the Articulate Fools.
Yo, it's your boy Joe Friday back with another episode of Articulate Fools, where we like to be articulate but foolish as fuck. Yo, we haven't been on in about 2 weeks, and I think we was doing our like mid-season break just to make some revisions and
good one.
No, that's what it is. Revisions. Bro, you never seen, you don't know because you don't watch TV. Shows do mid-season, like fucking,
yeah, finale,
like
they really do
finales.
Now, for real, they do.
So that's what we were doing.
I got 275 inches.
Yeah. Hell yeah.
How would I not watch them big ass motherfuckers?
Nigga, I don't know. How do you not watch those big motherfuckers? You know what I'm saying? But you know, so we back, and I'm happy that you guys are joining us, and we're gonna have a good time tonight. So hey. I'm just gonna go around the horn, and like we haven't spoken in a while. So what's been going on with you, Capital D, aka the Ciroc boy?
I'm out here.
You out here?
I'm out here.
Like right now?
Right now.
Well, obviously.
Spent the weekend with the kids. Matter of fact, today is a very, very special day for me.
Oh, wow.
Very, very special day. Daniel and Danielle, my kids, it's their birthday today. So
Let's clap it up. Happy birthday to the kids.
11 years old, and, you know, I promised them I would give them a shout out. I told them I had to leave and do this podcast because, you know. But, you know,
That's dope.
So I was taking the Monster Jam, the movies. I did the kiddie thing this weekend.
I never been to Monster Jam before. Is it dope?
Yes.
You would have enjoyed it, man.
Is it?
Monster Jam is dope.
You got kids. I feel like people with kids know about Monster Jam, and I don't.
Disney on Ice, Marvel, all that stuff.
A lot of that stuff, man, it's for grown-ups, too, you know. Yeah. Like, the kids keep you young, man. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, nah, that's dope. Yeah, that's hella dope.
Yeah, man, just, you getting old, man. Go ahead and shoot up the club, man. Get you one.
I am going to shoot up the club in 3 months. And then, you know, you guys will hear about it on the show.
Yeah, man.
I got a concise plan of exactly what I'm going to do. So,
right, hold on, before you move on.
I don't know.
Before you move on, though, man, Daniel,
kids, hey, they great kids. Like, they ain't never gave me no trouble. They chill. Like, I love y'all. Daddy, love y'all. Mwah.
Yeah, that's beautiful. I wish I want to have kids one day just to I got big lips, though. You know, that shit just sounds the fuck off.
I just felt like that. The podcast fell right on their birthday. I had to come.
Nah, that's beautiful.
Bless the mic. You know what I'm saying?
That's beautiful.
Thanks.
Absolutely. And we got LaMaya on the mic tonight. How you doing, Miss LaMaya? How you been doing?
I'm doing really good. I'm in a mix between. I'm in kiddie land because my 1 year old. We went to a birthday bash over the weekend, and it was he had a ball. Okay. He was the smallest one there, and we went to what was it, Defy or how you say that?
Defy Gravity.
Defy Gravity. I said Defy.
Defy Gravity.
Ooh, yeah.
I've been to a few of those parties.
Yeah. Sounds... So it was really fun. It was really cute. So he had a ball, and then I'm still on Easter Sunday. Like, I'm still on the versus battle, so I'm still feeling that.
Oh, I didn't even watch that.
Oh, my God.
I'm going to tell you because I feel. I feel like I should go back and watch it.
I thought you was old school, man.
Bro, you know I like shit like that. But the problem with that is, like, I feel like COVID is kind of over. Like, I feel like it was that versus shit was, like,
specifically for COVID.
Now that niggas is shit is opening up and everything, like, I feel like.
What was the best versus for you?
Man.
Jeezy.
I think that was the biggest one.
I don't know. I think Isley and Earth, Wind, and Fire was it for me. And I mean, the Dream's done it. You know, I love him. But, ooh, they
hits for days, right?
They did something to me. We needed that.
I can't make it.
Do Apple Music have verses? I know Tidal have it.
Nah, Tidal definitely has it. Okay. And but with all of them, I think you can go back to YouTube them all. So, yeah. I'm gonna go YouTube it soon. And Miss So Santina, what's going on with you? Santina.
What's up?
What's been happening with you? I tried to sound southern when I said what's been happening. What's been going on with you?
Same here, Kidland.
Kidland.
A lot of, you know,
I'm the only one on the show with kids, and... right? That one episode that you was like, I'm the only one that's singing. I'm the only one that's not had, I don't have any kids.
Santana and Lamai, do y'all kid party sometime turn into adult party sometime? Do that just happen?
I wish, but this one didn't. Yeah. It was just for the kids, but.
How about yours?
I mean, my black card ain't getting revoked. Every kid party we done had turned into a
okay. Red nigga. Radio.
Now, me going to other kid parties, which I have one this Sunday, it's for a set of twins, and the kids are white. So I doubt that's going to turn. Now, they'll drink their beer. They'll try to slide. And
you never really know, man. White people turn up.
Oh, no, they do. But if they're in public, it's different. But if it's at your house.
Right. I'm sorry.
Then they might go ahead and bring your own boot. Like, they'd be like, go ahead and grab a drink real quick. So, you know that. And Easter was good. I went to Atlanta. That was fun.
I need a whole vacation. Did you throw axes?
No, I didn't throw axes. I actually went to, like, a wildlife sanctuary.
Oh, yeah.
And I went out a couple times. And when I tell y'all Atlanta is open.
Oh, yeah. No, I know.
I definitely know that. I'm in these places, like, if you don't get off me, lady, if you don't stop talking to me, dude, if you don't, like, it was just wall-to-wall.
They missed the people.
I was just like, I don't have no vaccine. Y'all got to get away from me.
I've been told you, Santini, there's no such thing as COVID in Atlanta.
It ain't. I mean, I'm talking. It's getting that way in Charlotte, though.
It really is. It's getting that way in Charlotte. We moving in that direction.
COVID missed
sure.
Atlanta. She think I'm bullshit.
That's a shit. I'm telling you what.
Well, I knew because I know some people that live there, so they kind of was sending me videos and stuff. But I just was like, it had me feeling I was in there suffocating, just trying to breathe with my mask on. I was the only one with a mask. I'm just not trying to. Who gonna take care of my kid? I get sick. You know what I'm saying?
From a parenting perspective, hold up though. Like now, one I just said I'm the only one that don't got kids. But does it suck, guys? Every one of you guys with kids, that you have to, despite your however you're feeling at the moment, despite however turned up you are, you have to remember to be like somewhat responsible at the end of it all.
Yes.
That sucks, right?
At the end of the day, man.
I don't know. I kind of got mixed feelings on that one. Go ahead, Santina.
Yeah.
I don't know if it sucks because I care. So I'm going to do that naturally.
I look at it like at the end of the day, they my kids, but they God's kids first. So.
Right. But you show God. I'm going to come home drunk tonight.
God got them. Fuck it.
Yeah, you know what? I'm just glad I ain't got a newborn or a one-year-old. Because that's a whole nother level of care you have to give.
That's a whole nother level.
Yeah. You have a child that's self-sufficient.
Like Ms. Lamai's level, that's another level.
Yeah, yours are like older though at this point.
Yeah. They can dress themselves in the morning and everything. I'd be sleepy as hell. Hey, what y'all got? All right, y'all go.
Yeah. Yeah, go ahead.
I feel like my dad was cool. My dad would give me the option of if I wanted to go to school or not. Mm-mm. Yeah, hell yeah. I wake up and I'd be like, yeah, Dad, I'm not feeling it today. Yeah. He'd be like, fuck it, lay your ass on back down. And I'd be like, cool.
Damn, I would not have graduated.
Of course I did. But that's because we had that sort of rapport. Like, I didn't take advantage of it because, you know, I felt like my dad trusted me. So, like, if I genuinely didn't feel like going to school that day, I just wouldn't go. Same way now.
Trusted you to fail.
Yeah, well, I could have, it probably affected me a little bit, but I think it did good for me as well. Like, I'm a master of my own choices.
You just skipped school and get some pussy back in the day.
Bro, I didn't really get no pussy back in the day like that until I was in like 11th grade.
That's the number one reason why you skipped school back in the day.
I didn't skip school. I never skipped school. I feel like I was a square a little bit.
Nah, they ain't square shit.
You
were responsible. Hell nah. I went on that type of time.
You had boss-like qualities. You did what you supposed to do without somebody telling you. That's boss quality.
Well, hey, that's what you call it. But, yeah.
What you done did during this break?
I think what I did, I had a good fucking time. I spent time this last couple of weeks with like my. I feel like I spent time with my lady. Like, I wasn't even that type of thing. But it's just like we live together, but like we don't fucking hang out together really. You know what I'm saying? And like, I think this over the last couple of weeks, we got to chill and like. You know, hang out. And then today I got my fucking COVID test. Like, I think that's the biggest thing that's going on with me right now, because I don't know if I'm sick right now or if I feel loopy. I feel a little bit loopy. But it may be because I took some drinks too. So I'm a little tip. See, but you know, that's how I'm feeling.
Go up on a Tuesday.
Yeah, going up on a Tuesday. You know. But you know, something else, man. I had a good little couple weeks. I had my fun. I definitely had my fun.
That's what's up.
Hell yeah. But it's been a lot been going on, I think, in the last couple of weeks. Let me ask y'all this, because I know we're not gonna really dove in on this real quick, but what y'all think about, just real quick, a brief synopsis on what happened with the guy who got killed. What's his name?
Dwayne Wright.
You know, you always know the name.
Dwayne or Dewan Wright. I might be pronouncing it wrong.
What y'all think about that? Because this is like breaking news type of thing.
That's what breaking I think. News for Big sigh.
Yeah. Well, how do you feel about it?
I mean, personally, I'm just, like, I know people say all the time people get killed every day. But people don't get killed every day that don't warrant to be killed. So to have another young man that is slain because a mistake was made from an officer, a white officer at that, who's been on the job for 26 years, I got a problem with that. Yeah. You don't know the difference between how your gun feel and how a taser feel? Like, you ain't fooling
I almost
nobody.
Feel
like in the camera, yeah. I'm looking like, you don't see that you have a gun in your hand? Like, right. It didn't make sense. And that young boy shouldn't have lost his life. I mean, it could be my nephew. It could be my brother. Yeah. It's crazy.
That's what I always think about when stories like that happen. I mean, I ain't really got much to say about it because I feel so deeply about it. I don't want to speak on too much. But, I think about my kids, yeah.
Yeah. What about you, Lamaya?
I'm a little bit new to the subject, so I had to brush up. After I've been watching the George Floyd thing,
murder trial,
so
yeah.
That's something to talk about too, for sure.
Because they definitely trying to spin the story for sure.
I can't.
If you watch the defense,
it's just people are dying over so many stupid, petty things. Now I seen a couple videos where there were some. Where the person was in the wrong, mm-hmm. and they mm-hmm. probably, you know, they were resisting, they were doing certain things that you just, by law, cannot, you know, I know we use that resisting word often, but.
Subjectively speaking, I would say this. That, like, I think it elevated when the kid, I don't think he was resisting, I think he was trying to get the fuck away because I think he was afraid. But despite that, because I know that it'll be somebody who says, well, he shouldn't have tried to do this. At the end of the day, no, he shouldn't have. But that still doesn't excuse him being shot. Like, it was like three cops, I believe. It was three mm-hmm. cops on the scene. Like he was a small guy. Like, he didn't, you know, it was a salvageable situation that didn't unfortunately turn out that way. But... not to delve too deep in on those issues right now. We gonna lighten the mood with my guy Capital D, man. How you feeling, man?
I'm out here, man.
You got the shades on. I can't even see you. It seems like it's dark, so you know. I think we need this. I think we need to see some lights. Oh shit!
Turn on the lights.
Yeah, hell yeah. We got to turn on the lights, but. Yeah, Capital D, man.
Capital D, let's get it.
Yeah, absolutely. I think, hold on one second. I think that we gotta frame this the right way. So what you got for us tonight?
Man, I'm gonna do a top five. It's like the old discussion in the book, you know. Who's your top five rappers? But what brought it on? I said something about Lil Baby about 3 weeks ago.
Oh,
and ever since
then,
I haven't been able to let it go.
Santino, personally. Friday, and whoever was over here in this fourth seat,
that was, I think, Brown Sugar Baby,
right? Yeah. Been on
no,
my head.
No, Shay, it was Shay.
Okay.
Let me get number. So,
we got to revisit this. So let's introduce it the right way. Hold up.
Thank you.
Definitely shine some light on the subject here.
So now I get it.
I'm actually interested. I'm
yeah,
really interested.
Yeah, so I'm gonna tell you my actual top five because I'm a hip hop head. So, but this is just to fill in a blank edition. When I'm telling y'all this top five, I'm not gonna actually say the rapper's name. I'm just gonna read about them and y'all. I'm gonna let y'all tell me what I'm talking about. You know what I'm saying? So here we go. All right. When you hear this man's name, first thing you think is Thug, but he gave us a lot of knowledge. Rapped about real life situations like scared teen moms throwing their babies in the garbage. When you feel like it's me against the world and need to ask your day ones, are you still down? Until the end of time, it's all eyes on me when I have on my thorn crown.
Okay.
Okay. 17, who I'm talking about?
Tupac,
baby.
My favorite. Tupac, baby. My favorite.
That's number one for
He's
me.
He's still alive, y'all. He's still alive.
He would not die. When I say having my throne crown, that's the Machiavelli cover.
That's exactly.
You know what I'm saying? So for y'all to get, don't get no better than Tupac. Just hands down. I mean, don't get no better than no Rilla, you know.
There'll never be another one.
Yeah. Okay. Number two. I know going to make everybody go, huh? Because this man right here made the whole world go, He had a big impact on my life not just because of his lyrics. He was the first black man I heard kept yelling out black owned and independent. Mm-hmm. Now, capital D used to be ghetto D whenever the ice cream man came through. But the last dime had me feeling like I was true. But.
Yeah, it's Master P.
They gonna say, yeah.
Master P. Yeah, that's my number two of all time. He had.
Jesus Christ, I mean, like, yeah. I've completely disrespected your list at this point, but go ahead, though, continue. Right.
You ain't listen to what I said. Let me read that for you. I say, he had the biggest impact on my life, not just because of his lyrics. He was the first black man I heard yelling out black owned and independent.
That is true.
You know what I'm saying? Just because of his lyrics.
That is true.
You know,
that is true.
That is a major businessman.
And he taught it. And he educated.
Yeah, and he still is to this day.
I can fuck with that.
He had a huge impact on my life.
I can fuck with that.
Jay-Z ain't giving out free game.
Right.
Shit.
Not like that. Master P really wanted to.
I'll let this nigga finish. Go ahead, though. Yeah. Go ahead.
I wanted to have a little conversation about each one before.
Go ahead.
Yeah. But, all right. Number three, love girls like me, but still decided to get married whenever he met a bad B.
Hey.
He knew without a reasonable doubt that there was a blueprint to success. I remember listening to him, Mom. She said, "Now it's 4:44 in the morning. You still listening to that mess?"
you should have gave that one to Friday, but it's Jay-Z.
Nah, I didn't want to give him that one.
I feel it was obvious.
I knew he was going to feel some type of way about Peter if I went to him.
Yeah.
You are absolutely right.
Hove, you know what I'm saying? Hove, you damn near can put him at number one, but you can't put nobody above Pop. And you can't put nobody above Pete.
Can't do it.
If you look at the business part of it. Yeah, look at
that. Hold up, you can't. If the business part of it,
Master P has done a lot.
I mean, he's not quite as accomplished as Jigga, and that's just a fact.
They both were independent.
But go ahead though. I won't kill you.
Hov ain't have the bigger impact on my life like Pete.
That's a matter of preference.
Yeah, this capital D's
relatability.
Top five.
Yeah, this capital D's top
this
five.
This is my top five.
I got you.
All right. Now, number four was a baby when he got handed the keys and came out on fire like 500 degrees. Somebody called a fireman because we need some water because the block is hot. It had to spray down all the quarters. His dedication to his craft is nonstop, y'all. It made females want to be officers with that. Like a cop call. Who I'm talking about?
Lil Wayne.
Yeah.
He was body of work. He was body of work. You know what I'm saying? Gotta give respect to Wayne. Like, Wayne don't get enough respect to me. Like,
And I he really don't.
It's an ultimate lyricist.
And he ultimate, how he is now.
Yeah.
And he ultimate freestylist, too. Like, the dude can freestyle his ass off and make it seem
he
like
something.
He didn't
even remember one of his own freestyles. He did an interview.
Oh, and I saw that.
He was like, oh, that's hot. That's fire. And they're like, yeah, that's you. Like, you forgot when or why.
That's
but,
how much
you
rap, though.
I mean, after all the lean and pills and stuff that it take. But I don't know. Is there some controversy around whether or not he sold his masters or something?
No, he sold them
and then
he
sold them back,
all of Young Money's masters. So I think that's including
Drake and Nicki.
Yep. And
that's why I think they kind of fell out too. Something was going on back then.
Yeah, I don't know. But I don't know if they on fallout terms, but I think that proves how much of just a rapper he is.
Right, he just rapping. Going back to what Santina said, like he didn't remember his verse or his freestyle, but that tells you how many verses he got. Like, you can
blame
it,
dope, though.
You can blame it on drugs.
I won't say.
If you got that many verses, you forget some of them. Like, you got verses.
He dope.
Verses to go up this whole hallway.
Absolutely.
All right, number five.
Yes.
All right, so, I'm going to let y'all do this last spot with me. Hip hop going to always be born again, so it's no biggie. Now, who's left out there? We got M, Jada, maybe Nas, a Game. So, for my fifth spot, I'm going to let y'all fill in the blank. Okay, so that's why I call this shit a fill in the blank. Y'all see that shit now. And I'm going to go to you first. I'm going to let the girls think a little bit. I'm going to go to you first. So when I go to my fifth spot, every time I do my top five, I can never get the fifth spot. Those are my top four.
Yeah.
So, who would you put in my fifth spot and why? And can you give me a couple bars from whoever you pick?
So for me,
we got homework,
just
okay.
Instantly,
nobody.
And you said his name and the thing, but I, man, look, Biggie is dope, bro. Like, Biggie is the dopest rapper. I think he's better than Tupac as a lyricist. Biggie got to be it for me.
Biggie got to be in the spot.
Yeah, for me.
Can you give me a couple bars?
Who the fuck is this? Paging me at 5:46 in the morning. Crack of dawn. Now I'm yawning. Wipe the coal out my eyes. See who's this paging me. And why? It's my nigga Bop from the barber shop.
That's dope. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay, so Big might go in that fifth spot. Whoever do the best gonna go in my fifth spot.
You get to pick, like, who actually.
Right,
I thought it was Biggie, so how am I going to top that? I can't top that.
You got to pick, right?
Yeah, yours. No.
Right. Oh. I thought it was Biggie because he said Biggie.
Oh. Yeah, but he did, but he said you could say Biggie, but then he kind of mentioned some other people in there.
No. I said hip hop going to always be born again, so it's no Biggie. You know what I'm saying?
It was a play on words.
Yeah.
You got to read between the lines. I said, I'm gonna let y'all do this last spot with me. Hip hop gonna always be born again, which was his album. So it's no Biggie,
right?
You know what I'm saying? No Biggie. That means no Biggie who you choose. You know what I'm saying? You know how somebody say no Biggie?
Yeah.
Yeah. So you got to kind of read between the lines.
We got Tupac. We got Master P.
You got somebody Santina wise. Let Miss Miss Amaya is thinking.
I do. I don't know if I got bars yet, but I'm terrible. I make my own words up. But what I say, we need some female rap sprinkled in there. I don't understand why all of these are men top five rappers.
Okay. Oh, top five, top five.
If you do a good job, they're going to go on the fifth spot. I'm going to let y'all.
What I got to do a good job at?
Go ahead.
We talking about rap. So when we're talking about rap, if I really, really had to put my last dollar on it, I would have to say Nicki Minaj.
Nicki Minaj is very dope. That's actually my second female favorite female rapper.
Who's your first one?
Trina.
I don't know. Trina didn't really.
I mean, she
do
got
it
a bigger body of work, but Trina was my first favorite.
I just think she wasn't a lyricist. I'm a lyricist part. Like, I like to play on words. Yeah. I like to be like, you know, like I love the metaphors and stuff. So I'm gonna have to go with Nicki, but. Minaj. Me rapping.
Yeah, let me get one bar.
The only bar I'm getting is from Nicki Minaj.
Moment for life or something.
I'm about to say my anaconda don't. Hey, oh, got butt, son.
Oh my God. Look at her butt. Hey.
I know more. lyrics, but on the spot, I'm terrible at it. As like, right I need now, to play the song, and then I'm going to start singing. So.
I'm going to put Biggie in my fifth spot.
I had to put a woman on there.
I'm going to put Nicki Minaj in my fifth spot, but there's one okay. more left. One more left. And I'm going to take it to Miss Love Mine.
Well, she said Nicki Minaj. I was already thinking about Lil' Kim.
Okay.
I feel like Lil' Kim, she slept, not that she slept on, but for me, she started a lot. Mm-hmm. I mean, I know you got Trina, Queen Latifah. But yeah, you got
a message.
You know,
shout out to Mia X too. I used to listen to Mia X.
I feel like Nicki Minaj and Lil Kim are like the same. Like okay. Lil Kim's first, Nicki Minaj is like I got mm-hmm. that from y'all. They pay homage to each other, you know. Mm-hmm. So okay. I have to.
Pick Lil Kim. Can you give me a couple bars?
That
was Santina earlier.
Who got the keys to the? I don't know. Yeah.
You almost
throw
made
a
it.
Hex on the whole family.
Want to bumble with the beehive? Throw a hex on the whole family. Dressing all black like the Omad.
So, yeah. Don't you know me?
So the end of my fifth spot is going to go to
who?
I got to give it to Nicki.
My anaconda don't want none unless you got.
She had a great point about throwing a female.
I'm a Cardi fan though, yeah. But I love. I don't like Nicki as a person. You know how we spoke on a previous episode about the artistry and the artist
separating.
Like
the
I
artists,
just feel
yeah.
like Cardi is more relatable to me. She's a little bit more funnier, a little bit more personable. Nicki just don't have that personality for me. But her work and her writing and all of that entertainment. She don't really dance or nothing like that, but her skills is undeniable.
Miss Minaj, you are in my top five right now.
Top five.
Well, then that's what's up, then.
Right.
Nicki. So who? So overall,
put a female in there.
Like real quick. Who? So to top it all off, you got Tupac. You
Master
got P. Master P.
Jay-Z,
Lil Wayne, and Nicki Minaj.
But did you want to say something about P before we get off the subject? Because you
I got no problem with P.
No, I got no problem with P.
I ain't got no hate for Master P. But when you talk about
Monica,
top five,
though,
like
I suppose
it's all based off the criteria.
Monica, that's a trill. No, sorry.
Yeah.
Well, she's like rapper singer, so I didn't know.
Monica in real life is a G. Like she is a whole thug.
It's all based off the criteria that you want to base your top five off of. But a guy that we didn't mention in our top five or in this conversation is a guy who unfortunately has passed. And that's DMX, right? So, and this is gonna be a two-party question. So, like, I'm gonna go around and you know, just kind of give everybody a moment about how they feel about DMX's passing. We'll start with you, LaMaya.
I was devastated. Like, well, one, because, I mean, you can say conspiracy theories, but this man was just about to, oh, my God, he just was about to get his master's or something like 3 weeks prior. Yeah. He was on a show, on a drunken show, saying, you know, if this is, I don't want to say it verbatim.
He said, if this is how I died, then I lived a good life.
Yes. Yeah. And it's like, boop, 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 okay now. And then for us to hear, oh, he backlashed. I mean, he was clean. So I'm just, I don't know. But you know what? It is what it is. And he's with, you know, with his peoples. But at the end of the day, it hurts. It hurts hard.
True. What you got for me? What you got for me? Capital D on DMX's passing.
X remind me of so many people I know and grew up around.
He does. You know he does.
I thought about so many people when I listened to X and seen the way he moved. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
You know what I mean? Because it's so many talented people that's. I mean, everybody know he was heavy on drugs, whatever he was on. But yeah. he explained why, and that was a sad story. He said somebody who he really trusted.
Go ahead and explain it for the people.
He said somebody who he really trusted, older cat, laced his reefer, you know, laced his blunt, however you want to call it. You know, we call it reefer down in the country. But, you know, laced his blunt and with some crack cocaine, and ever since then he was hooked on it. That shit was sad as fuck to me because I think about so many blunts I didn't hit that's already rolled. that could have been me. Mm-hmm. He just reminded me of so many people that that I grew up around.
Very transparent.
He was a wild boy. He was a wild
boy. Very transparent.
He was real talented but wild, and that's the hood for you.
Yeah.
So much talent, but just wild, and it's just sad, you know.
Very creative. Sad.
Right. What about you, Miss Santana?
I didn't want him to go out like that.
Nah.
I kind of just felt like he was really going through a battle, and I think it was a spiritual warfare more than anything, right. Personally,
right.
Because that addiction is something else.
Yeah,
it is.
It's not nothing to play around with. All these young boys, little brothers, little cousins, I mean, at the age 12, 13, they're sitting here, and they're drinking lean, and they're popping pills, right. And this is a lifestyle for them at this point.
Right.
And I'm not going to put all the influence on music to say that this is why they're doing what they do. We have generational curses. Mm-hmm. We have our own addictions. We have our own habits, and sometimes we just don't know when to leave well enough alone. Yeah. And for me, I'm saddened. I'm an 80s baby. I grew up, I tell you I had every DMX CD, when I tell you I was in my 1990
tours. He got number one albums, right. Not records. Yeah, albums.
Whole albums you could buy.
Yeah.
And just his message and how he actually brought something to the table, even though he was, like you said, a G or whatever. People looked up to him. They respected him. He was a teacher. He was a preacher. He was your friend. He was, you know what?
He talked about God a lot. Talked about God a whole lot.
He did. Yeah. He was a very big spiritual
person. Yep. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, being. And it's unfortunate that that's what took him out, if that's the case. I know I heard a few things about COVID. I don't know if that played a part or not, but I wouldn't be surprised if once
COVID
you
now.
Get sick now. Whatever infection or virus comes in, everything's
COVID. Did y'all see him on a Versus battle with Snoop? I missed that one.
Yeah, no, that was great.
How was he?
He had Snoop dancing. Snoop was there twerking.
It was what it was. I mean, you know.
He was DMX,
yeah.
Yeah.
And so for me, when I think about DMX, I think about not a couple years, it was about 8 years ago, I was at Myrtle Beach. And he was coming to do a show, for Bike Battle. And I was with some of the Rough Riders that day. And we was going to pick DMX and Drag On and all of them up.
Yeah.
And we went to go pick them up. And the show, dude was super, super cool.
Yeah.
And I think X was one of those guys who I remember watching backstage, right? And how people felt about DMX, and I think I can attest to this, you know it's in the hood, we got so many different types of people, right? So you got niggas in the hood who get money. That was like your Jay-Z type of guy,
right.
You know what I'm saying? He was that guy.
Look up to him
in the hood. He was the nigga who got money.
Yeah.
And then it's also niggas who just do shit. And just wild.
Yeah.
They don't got no ambitions on anything. That was X.
Watch that nigga.
But the beautiful thing about X, though, was he was able to transform. X is that nigga who come from nothing.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
He's that nigga who come from nothing. And even the way he talk, he like, y'all niggas want to see what the fuck I'm doing? But I'm calm.
Yeah.
But then I'm going to see what the fuck y'all niggas. Really young. You know what I'm saying? Like, the nigga, it's like he'll turn up on you, but he chill. And to say he'll come up on you
persona.
And chill. Yeah, and I think that's I think that in itself is a capsule of his life. You know what I'm saying? Very, very turbulent, but chill. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
A nigga that's really hot. But I'm real. You know what I'm saying? You know what I'm saying? And that's just how he is. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
And I think that in a smaller capsule is how he is. And
very impactful.
It's crazy when you look at you go through YouTube and see all of his like teachings and him praying at Kanye's.
Oh, yeah,
and just everywhere,
service.
Really.
Yeah.
Not just Kanye, but bruh. Like, bruh.
He's a passionate.
Like, honestly, DMX is the most impactful death in hip hop since Biggie and Pac.
His sales went up 928%.
Like, don't get me wrong, man. I fucks with Nipsey and I fucks with a lot of, but them niggas was not DMX. DMX was the most established artist who has passed. Right. So it's like it goes Pac and Biggie, however you wanna frame it, then DMX. You know what I'm saying?
But you're absolutely right. You're absolutely right.
And so and because of his addiction, niggas ain't even viewing it that way, and that fucking sucks because he was a nigga who was just in a struggle with, like, it seems to me. I don't know him personally. I don't know him well enough. I only had my one encounter at the beach with him. But a guy who was just fighting a battle. It was like he was just fighting a battle. He was good for the most part, but he had that demon.
That's why I brought up Versus, because everyone's saying that could have been the turning point for him. Like when he had, I mean, think about it. Like it could be, you know, you doing good, you good, and you out here watering plants and stuff, and then you do that, and it's like you get back to reality and be like, oh, you know, well,
I think that highlights that we live 24 hours a day, right?
Right.
And so, and it's kind of like on social media, right?
Right.
We post things that everybody see is good, but that's going on for 1-2 hours of your life. But it's 22 hours left that you by yourself
that
you're dealing with shit.
That's a whole snapshot of your life. It ain't even that long.
Yeah,
you
know what I'm saying?
Picture.
It's 22. And so, you know, DMX, man, I RIP to DMX, man. Like, he is a legit icon,
and
I feel bad for it.
He was a mentor.
Absolutely. A mentor, a leader.
He put something out here.
And it's also dope that that Jay and Beyonce, and they did that for his kids, because he got I think he got 17 kids, 15 to 17 kids.
That many?
Yeah, he got 15 kids. And they bought his masters for his kids to have.
For them.
So that's dope.
My dogs. Oh.
Y'all nah, fuck it. We can have a DMX.
We need one DMX moment, man.
One the one with him and Cisco. I don't give a damn. He run down all the names.
Tell him what he want. Yeah, hell yeah.
Hold on.
Hey, Cisco was on that shit too, though.
Hold on. Here we go. Shout out to DMX.
X-Men. Dumb man.
X is dope, man.
Oh, yes. He was definitely a good actor. Romeo Must Die.
Oh, dope actor, too. Ooh. I forgot, man.
Was Romeo Must Die, wasn't he? That was my fave, probably.
What was the movie where he had to save his daughter with Gabrielle Union, I think? I can't think of the name of it. But
Exit Wounds.
Yeah. That was a good one, too. DMX was definitely the
first. Yeah, man. He had talent, brother.
Nigga, you ain't kind of calm for a nigga who's supposed to be on the run, too.
Yeah, man. Belly. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, Belly. Yes. I didn't even think that should have been the first.
I could one forget. But
now him and Aaliyah get to join together. Right.
So, which brings me, the whole conversation of X brings me to a deeper issue, right? And an issue that's actually near and dear to me. Supposedly the cause of death was an overdose, right?
Right.
And you know, he fought the good fight for about 3 or 4 days or a week or so.
A week.
And and then unfortunately he passed. But it's a lot of our people in our community who've been victim to drugs. And the impact that it's had on our community, specifically the Black community. So how do you guys feel about drug addiction and how it's really fucked up our trajectory as as people and as black people in America. How you guys feel about that? I'll start with you, Santina.
Ooh, you would start with me.
Daniel over here. I thought he was about to take it.
without being too exposing too much.
Yeah.
I have a very, not me personally, mm-hmm. but directly, indirectly, I have a few family members that actually went through a lot of addiction. Once again, like I speak about those generational curses, there's some things that my sister and I were just talking today just about the simplest things such as alcoholism. Yeah. We drink, we have fun with it. We're like, whatever. Our liver probably hates us sometimes. But at the end of the day, what we don't realize that these things affect us long term.
Right.
And not only do they affect us, they affect our families. Our right. families are affected almost more than the addiction at the person that's facing it. So right. it's very near and dear to my heart. It's very personal. Maybe one day I'll speak a little bit more on it. Right. But as of right now, my mom is a licensed social worker. She advocates that's for dope. Chemical dependency. Yeah. I mean, CCDC licenses, LISW. Like, she's really into chemical dependency has been a part of my whole life. Let's just put it like that.
Yep.
My mom has been a social worker as long as I've been alive. So it's been very, it's something I can speak out to as far as just dealing with it personally as a family right. member. It's not an easy thing to go with. I definitely pray for or go through. But I definitely pray for all of those that are dealing with family members. A lot of people I noticed online, they were saying, where were y'all friends? Where were y'all helping them? When someone is in the middle of addiction, yeah. it does not, when you're outside of looking in, you can't just help them. Some things are beyond. That's why when he was fighting that battle with God, I'm like, he know where yeah. he belongs. Mm-hmm. He's just fighting really hard to get there. Yeah. And sometimes only God can save you.
Yeah. Right.
So us being as family members, we want to save them. But that addiction is it's the sickness, mm-hmm. you know, mm-hmm. and it's something that is a constant. Once you're an addict, you're always an addict. It's not something that goes away. It's not something that it only takes the slightest bit of anything to trigger you yeah. and get you back into yeah. that mode right. of relapse.
20% of you got to be wanting to stop. Yeah. At least 30%
that person
of you
has to want to do it.
Stop. And then, you know, yep. I feel like it's family can get involved. But if you're just, you know, yeah, I'm gonna keep doing on, keep keeping on, then that's hard. I mean, we can sit here and cry yeah. together, but that it's really hard. But I'm sorry, I didn't want to cut
you. No, you're fine. Go ahead.
For me, it's a little bit different. I guess I'm the black sheep in it all because, no, I haven't personally had that effect in my family, but too many friends, thank God.
Yeah.
But, I mean, I've had stories or being, you know, told, you know, hey, you know, such and such this. I'm like, okay, such and such had to go to rehab, okay. But for me, it's the impact.
Yeah.
It's always, it's deep. It, you know, it's heavy. Right. It's something that you just can't really just.
Absolutely.
I can just, you know, talk on it, especially, yeah. you know, coming from me. I don't know what, you know, demons everybody's dealing with. You know, everybody has their, you know, their choice of
absolutely
substance. But for me, I feel like right now looking at it, I feel like we have developed and we have overcome a lot. Mm-hmm. It's not a lot of black people in the community who are so much affected by this. I'm not saying that it doesn't happen, but I'm glad that we're somewhat moving on to a more lifted light, so to say.
Sure. before I go off, what you got for me or your response to everything that you've heard so far, Capital D?
Man, drugs, man. I seen so much of that.
Yeah.
Tired of living with demons because they always inviting more.
Yeah.
Who they come from? North Carolina's own, right?
Mm-hmm.
J. Cole.
Yeah.
I'm tired of living with demons because they always inviting more. And when you're addicted to anything, it's demons.
Mm-hmm.
And the dangerous,
absolutely it is.
And the dangerous part about demons is a human being can't beat demons. The only way to conquer a demon is God.
Right.
Yes.
A human being cannot beat a demon. So
that was very astute of you to say.
So when they enter, then it's only one way to get rid of them, and it ain't nobody on this fucking earth. That's the reason why it's taking so many people out.
Yeah.
Feel what I'm saying? Cause
nah, hell yeah.
Yeah, that's the reason why I take so many people out. And that's anything. That's any the sex addiction, anything. Any kind of addiction is a demon. And the human being can't beat a demon. And that's why they're taking so many people out. And, I just seen that same story so many times. You know, I mean, coming from where I come from. You know, I just seen that so many times, bro. I'm past you, bro.
Yeah, no, so I appreciate all of you guys' perspective on this. So for me, it's definitely a lot more personal than folks would know. So I think Lamai, you said that we're moving on, and
I can't say we're moving on.
I will say that
it's not as heavy.
It depends on which household you're in.
Okay.
And that's the thing. Fair. That's the thing. You know what I'm saying? Like, is people, and then is a very hidden thing because it's very embarrassing. Mm-hmm. Like, I remember for me, in my actual household, I seen nothing but crack for years, like 18 years hardcore. And I also seen how it destroyed our family.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Like to me, the reason I don't smoke weed is because of crack.
So
for me, right. Well, and don't get me wrong, I know that crack ain't the same, no, but for exactly me, but for me, yeah. I seen the effects. I was that kid who wanted like a pizza or some shit like that on a Friday, when I knew my father got paid.
Yeah.
And that just wasn't happening because it was another priority
in front of it.
Right. And it was that type of shit. And then it's your family effect. And then it wasn't just my dad. It was all of them.
Right.
And then as an adult, I look back on it and I'm like, they couldn't have possibly known in the 80s what that was going to do to them.
Yep.
They couldn't have known it. I got to this point with my father where I was like, because I would have these breakdowns with him. We would cry together. Mm-hmm. He'd be like, son, I ain't going to do it no more. Then a week later, he'd be doing it again.
Yeah.
And it broke. I was broken by it. I'm talking about completely broken. And then as I was maybe about 25 or so, and then I just kind of came to this realization like, yeah, like this was the 80s. Like they couldn't have possibly known where this was going to take them. And you know, just like niggas like to do TikToks now, well, niggas was doing crack then. Yeah. You know what I'm saying?
And the control levels weren't there.
And they couldn't have known where that was going to go. And then I got to this point of like, well, fuck it. That's just what it is. I can't change it. I can't cry about it no more. I can't. And around that time, that's when he completely, like, stopped. You know what I'm saying? I think he had that same sort of realization. And so... So, like, I'm really happy where my situation with my father is.
Amen.
And with his situation. Mm. Right. But that ain't the same case with everybody.
Nope, they don't, you know what I'm saying?
Like, my dad was what you would call a functional one. Right. You know what I'm saying? My dad still ran shit and did, like, he would still be on top of his game. But I seen, but all my friends, bro, we ain't talking about, like, bruh, this ain't no statistic. This is like, you know, like when you talk statistics and people say 30% and 40%, 20-30%, that sound high. Mm-hmm. Nigga, I'm talking about 90% of all my friends, everybody I knew, and their parents had this issue.
Wow. Yeah, if they was born in the 50s or 60s, then that's what it was.
And so
it was a pandemic.
Yeah, it was a pandemic, mm-hmm. just like COVID, and worse though, because it destroyed families. Oh, yeah. It took lives, mm-hmm. and it destroyed legacies. How we feel about ourselves. Like if y'all really think about it, right? Like if you think about, like the Black Panther era to moving forward, and like all of this how unified we were behind like people like Martin Luther King and Malcolm X, and like and we seem to be on this path. It seemed like the type of nigga has changed, and that's because the people who are teaching, the people who came after those people who raised like people in my age group were broken. And so that's why we got the type of shit we got. Bro, the impact is so fucked up that we still haven't recovered. we haven't recovered because even if, like you said, even if niggas ain't doing, which they are, but if niggas ain't doing crack like the way they used to be,
they still doing it. Yeah,
if they ain't doing it, but our mentality, who we are, how we feel about ourselves, is completely unstable, and it's because of the crack pandemic.
The lack of parenting and the
lack of knowledge. Yeah, the lack of parenting. Like I said, I was lucky enough to have enough of a foundation. Mm-hmm. With my mom, she didn't fall victim to that, and other people that I was lucky, but everybody else don't got that same luxury.
Right.
And I seen so many so many of my friends whose parent and they broken, they in jail now. Because bro, they mom was a crackhead.
Vicious cycle.
They mama was a crackhead.
They didn't have anybody.
Like, do you understand how niggas go out here and murder a nigga and go to jail for life, and I know he a good nigga. Mm. But to the world he a demon. Mm. But it's because he was so broke, and I watched this guy. Yeah. I know this guy personally. And so for me, when I see DMX and I see other people who's fallen victim to that, man, it's such a, I think back to Anne Frank, right? Mm-hmm. Y'all know Anne Frank,
yeah,
right?
Mm-hmm.
And one of her statements that one of her most famous quotes was
out of her diary.
I'm paraphrasing here, but despite all the shit that's going on in the world, I still believe people are good at heart.
Yeah.
And it's the same way for crack people who in crack, or and when I see a bum on the side of the streets, or just any walk of life, because ain't none of us so far on the good, none of us are so far in the good that we ain't one or two
right.
life situations from being just like them.
Yep.
So I'll take one bad day to fuck everything. Yeah.
One bad day.
That could take a couple minutes.
One bad decision.
Yeah, yeah, man. That's yep. which is.
We just go through what we're going through in life, and we sit here, and some of these things just drive us off the ledge sometimes.
Yeah, man. They absolutely do, and it's so unfortunate, man. And like
having control over your emotions and taking that power back is a big thing.
The mind. Because
with addiction, the biggest thing that you deal with other than the physical desire is mentally trying to
escape,
fight that thing, you know? And it's a demon in itself.
Can't fight it by yourself.
Yeah, absolutely.
So I appreciate y'all telling these stories and
oh, like, man.
Oh, it could be a whole show.
Oh, I could go. I got real stories. Like, a lot of them shits.
I know a lot of people can relate.
A lot of them shits can, they can turn out to be funny, but the overall of it, man, is, and I'm talking about so sad that we are fucked up as a community. Like, if you really,
it ain't just the people who own it and destroy. Like, I look at the people who didn't dealt it out and destroyed it. Like, it goes so, like,
it's so heartbreaking.
It destroyed the whole race.
All the way down to the very first thing we talked about in the show with the guy, the kid, the 20-year-old kid, right, who died the other day. The perception of us as people has been shaped through crack and how they look at us and what we
anybody
own.
Anybody who has anything, he must sell drugs.
Even with George Floyd. With his case, they trying to bring up a bunch of things.
I don't want
to
say this, but what on not okay, if black people got crack, white people
got meth.
Yeah,
and who gave us all the crack? But you know what?
I see white people fucked up in their car.
White people are completely fucked up. But you know the difference between white people and black people.
Go.
In my assessment, we are lost, and they feel and they have a foundation of something. Hear what I'm saying. When you look at when you look at black people and why niggas join gangs and why niggas is on every is because we lost. We don't know who the fuck we are.
You become a product of your environment. Right.
And the white people, at the very least, what they got their little foundation. And so no matter how fucked up they get, because they get way more fucked up than black people do. But because they are, but they have something to come back to that's solid and firm, yeah. and we don't. And that's the difference. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? Right. So seemingly true. So, it looks like we're more
situations.
Fucked up.
There's some white people in some fucked up situations more than black
yeah,
people.
Yeah,
there are exceptions, but we are in the mass. When they look at a nigga who got a job and who and who got a 401k truck. And making $100,000 a year, that nigga is an exception. Just like to me, a white person who is living in the trailer park and got a bet, they're an exception to me. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? So.
Yeah, yes. But a lot of them, you know, I hate when they say we're all allotted the same opportunities when we just said that we're put in environments that are not conducive for us to succeed.
Right.
So,
right.
Unfortunately, when they when the government and everyone in our neighborhoods and the hood decide to push some of those drugs and the things into our neighborhoods and pump it, and we big drug dealers, stuff like that, right. We're feeding our community the same things that's killing us.
I mentioned that because I want to say this. You say that people are lost. I don't think it's that they're lost. I think it's a more of a I am trying to escape something so bad that or XYZ happened. Yeah. I have to. I mean, you talk to people who smoke weed. Why do they smoke weed? I'm relieving my mind.
Yeah,
I'm trying to get to somewhere else that I don't have to think about this.
It motivates some people though. I have. Some people that's like, when I smoke, I be ready. Like I'm like, you got some people like, when I smoke, I mellow out, I chill. Just
I mean,
like
I
alcohol,
smoke
depending on what type of alcohol you drink, you'll want to fight or you'll want to love or you'll want to cry or you'll want to, you know, you got to know what triggers you
right.
to.
Well,
at the end of the day, every black person that has something, do not sell drugs.
But you know, let's lighten a load because I feel like this is a subject that we could legit talk about all fucking night.
Yep.
You know what I'm saying? So
shoot, at this point,
for sure. But Santina, I'm a pass it to you because we gonna lighten it up just a little bit,
The whole verse for me, man. You keep saying you want to hear.
Every time I fuck me. Allow me to reintroduce my. Okay, all right, never mind.
Okay,
I'll stop.
For small talk today, since we've already been kind of on the subject, I wanted to bring up the idea of triggers.
Uh-huh.
Triggers,
not trick or tray.
No, trigger.
He a trigger, too.
Who's going
no.
on?
Oh, no. I just said trigger.
Trigger tray. No. But, yeah, just real sweet, short, to the point. It's funny that we're having these conversations and the women and the men are talking because there is a statistic that, let me just say this. Women love Ooh. Words.
Yep.
Women love words. Statistically speaking, women speak 20,000 words a day. Mm. Meanwhile, men only speak 7,000 words a day.
That's true.
That's more than that's double.
True. Yeah, that's true. That's true. That's true. Yeah, I'd be asking like,
oh, I got a serious theory on that one, but
yeah, that's true.
Well, when I kind of read
that, but that's true.
I didn't know. I knew it was up there, but I know.
Well, it's
got to
be an average sort of basis. It can't be on a person exactitude. But go ahead though. Go ahead.
Do your tongue get tired?
Damn. Yeah.
I mean, and typically how we think of like a trigger is something that causes us to react based off of an emotional arousal. We'll just put it like that. It could be a good trigger. It could be a bad trigger. But I think just for today, I just wanted to speak on we should know our triggers because just like we spoke about. Doing drugs and addiction. Some things are triggering to the, it leads us to depression. Mm-hmm. It leads us down the road of addiction, drinking, smoking, whatever your choice of eating, whatever your choice. We try to make one thing worse than the other, but we got to understand that a lot of these things weigh the same, especially when we're, you know, overdoing anything. So I believe.
So you're saying that triggers y'all from what? That's why y'all talk so much?
Oh,
no.
I'm trying to figure out what it.
No, what I'm saying is
I'm kind of interested because I always have wondered why do y'all ring your mouth so
think
much?
About it. I mean, like I just said, well, the reason why we talk a lot is because naturally we're nurturers. So when you nurture something, you talk to it, you grow it, you love on it, you do those things. So women, we talk through a lot of things. We might have 50,000 thoughts in our head, and we're going to make sure you get 49,000 of them. Oh. You know, but for men, you guys have this one box mind, and there's actually a video on that. And you guys do not process things the same way women do. Mm-hmm. Here goes the whole men are from Mars, women are from Venus thing. Candy you know, balls, that's where that always came from. But I think that it has to be set up that way because it creates a balance in how it needs to be done. Because men, y'all be like, shut the fuck up and we done with it. You know what I'm saying? Women be like, no, we need to talk about this. But triggering. You get into arguments, you need to know what your triggers are. When you're happy, know what triggers you to be happy because you can start to kind of control these things in your life. Take your power back a little bit more. If you get in an argument with somebody, okay, now I know what triggers me, what doesn't trigger me. There's soft triggers, there's hard triggers, you know, and then I know what's not, like if I go back to that ex, I know what's going to trigger me with him that's going to cause me to fall back into whatever mindset that I got. That's why when men be like, I thought you was over that. No, we still hold on to it because we ain't found a solution to whatever
such
it is.
Such a fucked up thing.
It's a closure. I need some closure.
Yeah, so what's your triggers?
So, I mean, my triggers?
No.
I'm about to say we got to be here.
We'll be here all night. What you got for me? What you got for me?
But, like, I'll say in general for women, like, the reason why we get triggered by the whole idea of telling us good morning every day with no follow-up. Asking what you doing all day.
So much
pressure. Saying this stuff. And then there's nothing that you're really, you know, following up behind. So
okay.
Go ahead. No, it's a trigger. So then women be like, I don't want to hear this shit no more. Like, why are you still saying the same thing every day? I'm bored with you. So anyway, I said all that to say, you know, sometimes you just got to walk away and let karma step in. Don't let anything take you so far gone. And we all got to practice this, myself included, especially. We have to know what those triggers are and how we can handle them better next time. And that won't lead us into smoking out those five blunts instead of the one we usually do, or instead of drinking a pint instead of the little shot of wine we might, you know what I'm saying? It's things that trigger us. And when you know that, you can control it emotionally and mentally. So
gotcha.
I just think that's a good word.
I was just going to go back to you talking about that dating. Like, I was reading something on Instagram. This girl was like, what triggers me is why y'all always talking about what you doing? What you doing? You always wanted what you doing. Why don't you be like, I ain't never had nobody special. You know, Bow Wow song. And I was just like, maybe girls that's a trigger for women.
Women don't like the word what you doing.
Yo. And we don't like relax or chill either.
I realize how. If you ask me what I'm doing, I tend to get a little bit like, what the hell?
This is how you can weed them out, though. If there's men and you tell them, like, say something different. Talk differently to me today. You know what I'm saying? If a man goes through the effort to tell you good morning a different
way. If he don't know how to talk different to you without you telling him, he whack
as fuck.
But at the same time, you have to learn a person. Like, you got to learn what a woman like.
Most people are cliche,
though. Women are different then.
Like, most people are cliche.
Well, my talk came on point.
And they used to just carry the whole thing over and over and over. So, what's y'all's triggers? Y'all got me over here spilling my goods.
My trigger.
And that's all I can think about.
I definitely
I'm thinking about Janae Aiko. I don't know.
Oh,
yeah.
Oh,
no.
Trigger.
Yeah.
You know, like that's how when you say my name, yes.
I think one of my triggers I can tell you exactly what mine is. Mine is not understanding me. Like, because I feel like, and even in our setting, right? And I hate, you know, I'm one of those people who I try to be as transparent as I can possibly be. So I overshare, especially with my woman.
I overshare too.
You know what I'm saying? I overshare. So I might tell you something that you don't exactly need to know just because I want you to know where I'm coming from. Mm. You know what I'm saying? So when we get in an argument and all of a sudden you don't understand me, well, I'm upset now. I'm triggered.
Right.
Because I've went overboard time and time way out of the way to set you up for this moment.
Oh, snap.
And now
I've set you up
for this moment, and now you can't deliver on some shit I've been setting up for a fucking year. You know what I'm saying? But, you know, here we go. What's yours, Daniel?
My trigger is, for what I think about right now, I got a lot of triggers. I ain't gonna lie.
Triggers.
But it's unappreciativeness. Like being, it's just not realizing what I bring to the table. Because I'm
you're a commodity?
Definitely not a freeloader.
Are you a commodity?
And I might be. But I'm definitely not a freeloader.
It's like a, yeah, well, yeah.
You know what I'm saying? And
I think you're a commodity.
I bring a lot to the table. And if I do something for you, you realize what I do for you. You know what I'm saying?
That's any man's
my number one trigger is treat me like I ain't shit, cause I am the shit. You know what I'm saying? I'm that nigga. You know what I'm saying?
That
like
sounds personal.
I mean, it might be. But I am.
Sounds borderline.
Yeah, I mean, I am. I'm that nigga. You know what I'm saying? Like I'm 360. You know what I'm saying? I don't got no motherfucking weakness.
Sounds like you're into yourself.
But do you guys? Realize as men, like there's a thin line between confidence and arrogance, and if you feeling yourself so much, you don't give room for anyone else to feel you. How does that work?
It ain't that. No,
that's what I'm asking.
No, this black people, period, we're a jealous race. We're a jealous race. And even if they feel like they got to come to you for certain things, even your mate can be jealous of you.
Yeah.
Don't ever get it twisted.
I mean,
your mate can be jealous of you. And
that shit is a demon.
Jealousy is a demon.
That demon can grow from
just like a toddler, from toddler to a grown ass motherfucking man or woman.
It's a seed.
You know what I'm saying? That shit is a fucking motherfucking seed. You know what I'm saying? That's my number one trigger. It's treat me like I ain't shit because I'm that dude. All
right.
So now you're gonna learn how to do better if someone does treat you like you ain't.
No, I'll never be able to accept that. I'll never be able to accept that because if I ever do something for you, and you don't acknowledge, at least the simple things, you know what I'm saying? And that's all I take. If I ever do something for you, hold on for a minute, bro.
Go ahead.
If I ever do something for you, and you don't acknowledge that I did something for you, it's a problem for me, and I don't care who you is. You know what I'm saying?
Mama, daddy, grandma can get it too.
Anybody. You know what I'm saying? If I do something for you and you don't acknowledge that I did something for you, that's a sign of jealousy, and I don't do jealousy.
Oh, really? Hold on, there's a lot of things that
there's things that people do. No, okay, take me out of it. There's things that people do. I mean, not even talking about us, like real, just general. If I were to not take, like, let's say someone is not treating me with the respect that I think. Like, just me personally, I'm just not the type of person to not let that affect me. Like, that's you, boo, and I'm going to keep going. I don't think it's a jealousy.
That's a whole other subject.
If you go out
of your way to do something for somebody,
yeah,
and they say jack shit to you about what you went out of your way to do.
I did my good deed.
You can't expect you out moving. Of them. Like, you can't expect everybody to be like
you. No, not every. It ain't necessarily got to be everybody. If you're in my circle, you got to realize that, okay, this
circle, dude, square, triangle. I got my jewels.
People
going
to be people.
God saw what I did.
Don't lose track of the question. The question is, what's your trigger? You know what I'm saying?
That's the other side of the question.
True.
Yeah. That was the question.
That's you.
Just like Rob always say, if I tell you I love you, don't play with me. You know what I'm saying?
They be saying that, though, and they don't really mean it.
Well, you know, I definitely say the subjective part about it is, you never know how they're viewing the situation either. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? It's subjective. But I do understand exactly what you're saying.
My bad.
In a personal situation, I feel the exact same way as you do. Like, if I do something, if I go overboard for my old lady and it's not reciprocated or at least appreciated, then yeah, I'm low key looking at her like side.
What's big to me may not be big to you though.
Like,
vice versa.
And that's the subjective. That's what I'm saying. Just a simple thing.
Yeah.
It ain't gotta be big, but
because in our set, like, you know, we could think that we doing something.
I'm saying the smallest thing as far as you just taking out the garbage for a whole week. That might go unseen because we feel like you're doing what you need to do.
I got some garbage in the car right now.
Yeah, exactly. But
I just remember.
But
that.
To me, as a woman, I might be like, "Well, that's not a big deal. I take out my own trash anyway." And then for some women, they're like, "No, that is the biggest deal on the earth." And da da da. So that's what I mean by what's big to me may not be big to
everybody,
you, vice versa.
Right. Learn.
So that appreciation can kind of fluctuate because they're like, "Oh, thanks," but it wasn't something big to them.
You guys don't even know how different appreciation to a man.
Yes, right.
To a woman. Because guys, say this, guys sacrifice so much to walk the straight line. And you guys,
we do too. Don't even get it confused.
Wait, which you line think is straight? Right. Hold up. What we
hold up?
Hold up, boss. What y'all mean? Walk the straight line? Like, be good.
Y'all act like y'all struggle.
When women step out, this first thing.
Whole another conversation.
This is so loaded. I mean, so loaded to the point we don't even need to go in this direction. Yeah,
appreciation is heavy.
We don't even need to go in this direction. Appreciation is something we can universally agree on. Yeah,
yeah. Like we it's in like you say, y'all nurture us. It's in us to be appreciative of women. Like we are. It's in us to be appreciative. It, the same way nurturing ain't necessarily in us.
Yeah.
Appreciation ain't necessarily in women.
I don't know about that. We have appreciation for life.
I get what you say. As a man, I understand exactly what you're saying.
Like y'all start because y'all get catered to so much. My bad, but y'all get catered to so much.
Yeah,
that y'all get used to it.
Do we? Yes. Y'all I know women who don't get catered to at all.
I feel like we're not going to get all the way through. Y'all, if y'all listening, I'm in the middle because she's like, yeah, and then Capital D's like, I'm in the middle with it because I feel like there are women who are used to being catered to. There are women who are so used to being catered to that the fact that, oh, I don't really got to appreciate you. You're supposed to be in doing this.
Right.
You don't appreciate it. You got a little stank to, you know, to mm-hmm. your nose.
Mm-hmm.
So I feel that.
Smelling yourself.
Right. I feel yourself. That. But then there are some women who, oh my God, baby, you did that for me. Right. I ain't never had that.
So, and the man's like, oh, shit.
You got to know.
But see, that's where making being a good nigga and being an ain't shit nigga is so defined, right?
Different women.
Because if you a good nigga, women get used to you being a good nigga.
Right.
And so they don't respect the little shit like going to take out the trash.
They don't respect
this being,
shit.
They don't respect. They think it come with the fucking territory. But when they never had it before, it's a motherfucking thing. Like, oh, girl.
And that takes me even know.
Like, they talk about it with their friends and all.
That takes me back. I ain't mean to. That takes me back to a couple episodes. You was like, would you ever date down?
Yeah.
You remember you said, yeah, I would date down because of that.
Yeah. But that is the reason.
We don't get to thank you every time we birth. We don't get push presents every time we push out a baby. We don't get a thank you every time them dishes, that laundry, those clothes, those kids, the. So y'all want this little appreciation for taking out the trash and you created it.
Right. But listen,
don't come
saying.
Sit at my table if you're not bringing the food, baby.
Coming from your words, you was like, I'm not going half on the. See, listen, we feel like if we the breadwinner and we paying
I'm not going to have on bills. I will pay bills, but I'm not going to have one.
Right. But we feel like if we the breadwinner, we pretty much paying for those services.
I paid all my bills for the past 36 years.
You feel like we pretty much paying for those services.
I ain't getting married to be paying half the bills. You just discovered one of my triggers, paying half the bills. I ain't
know that. Right. Yeah. So I said that a couple episodes.
But listen, I'm a good one, though.
If somebody's paying most of the bills and you're doing what you're doing, I feel like I'm paying for that.
Yeah.
It's kind of like maid service.
About me.
You can't say that word. But what I will say is I definitely understand on both sides. But listen, let's chill for a second because we could go all fucking night on this one. It would completely invade the topic of conversation. But I want to go back to something we were talking about earlier, right? We were talking about who, I think Daniel, you were talking about your top five, right?
Right.
So let's reshape the question really quickly.
Tupac, Master P,
who Jay-Z, and you guys and we'll make this quick. We'll make this quick, but it's been a lot of conversation. Santana, you can even frame it a little better than I can, but like it's been a lot of conversation as to who is the most impactful person in hip hop, right? And so like you were talking about the Migos, what you got? Old.
So, I mean, like, let's put it like this. We're looking for, like, let's put it in some categories. We're looking for style. We're looking for grace. We're looking for entertainment because y'all know that they just said that, who just called out Cardi B and said that she was a terrible rapper but a great entertainer? Somebody controversial.
But I mean, that kind of, I can't remember.
That's kind of true.
She's not terrible.
Nah, she ain't terrible. She ain't terrible.
She got a great writer. She don't write her
she
own
got
things.
Some good
she got a man
but she got
voice.
Some good stuff back in the day. Like,
nah, she got good shit now.
I love some of her freestyle. Like, I had some old. I'm going to pull up some of her old freestyles. Y'all going to be like, oh, my God, my bad.
No, you good.
She went in and walked.
She went in and walked to me.
Huh?
Cardi B. Not Drizzy, not Young Ma.
No, I mean, Megan went May. In on
Young Ma.
If I had to give anybody credit.
You don't think Cardi B went in on what?
Wait. No. No. For her to have, for her to, okay, let's look at the presence behind. Let's finish the thought.
So
we were trying to say, okay, who is the most impactful? Now, this is going to be very debatable because it's based off of who you feel you wake up and you, you know what I'm saying, you can listen to.
I'm going to try to be non-biased in this, though.
So we want to say power as far as over the society. Who we're not going to go based off of streams because anybody can pick up the phone and I can stream anything just because.
Oh, we're not going
not
to
even
stream.
Listen.
Okay.
I mean, because I feel like the payola, all nah, of that stuff played a
favorite.
Part.
It works my favorite.
Because Billboard and all that, I don't feel like they their numbers are as accurate as they say. So we want to see who's more impactful. Who makes you just want to get up out of your seat and every time you hear a song,
who?
You like.
Who is the who's most going, right? Who's so going. So who's the most impactful? Who's the most impactful artist today on today's times? So
okay, today.
Today's Ooh. Time. So let's start with you, Capital D, since you feel like you're the music guy.
Yeah. This ain't for me, but I'm gonna say the most impactful artist today. And this ain't for me because
and his influence that he's creating for the artist today.
Right, and it got to be the one who took Eminem's spot, Drake. Got to be. Cause he got both races, and people look like got to be Drake. And I don't listen too much Canadian. Drake, but you can't hate on Drake. Like Drake got motherfucking by the balls right now.
I'm not feeling Drake. His last couple songs. I gotta be honest.
Right, but he took M's.
But those are place fillers. His album is coming.
I feel like when M fell off, Drake.
I don't even know.
M fell off when Drake got hot.
True.
That when the white folks.
Who Eminem?
Yeah,
no, Eminem. Bro. I don't think Eminem has ever been impactful for hip hop. I think he was.
What?
I don't
know.
No. Come on, Bob.
He ain't a singer.
Come on, man. You talking about Eminem, bro?
It's the genre of Dr. Dre.
I feel like Drake took Eminem.
No, hear what I'm saying when I say that. I don't think black people.
Right, he did.
He don't. Niggas don't. Niggas respect M's talent. They don't fuck with his impact. He's impactful for white people. He don't really cause no waves. And like, he didn't.
What I was saying
like,
is
niggas don't dress like Eminem.
Right.
Like,
what I was saying is that Drake,
Drake
took M's spot.
That's
what I'm saying.
Yeah.
No.
Drake, okay.
Drake took M's spot.
All right, cool. So you got Drake. Who you got, LaMaya?
All right, I'm going to blow y'all because I'm East Coast. So I'm a Currency girl. I love Currency. I love Larry June. Oh, my. Those two people will get me out of the bed. They are my alarm clock. Like, I mean, Currency, when he was like, I can turn 20 G's into, like, what? You tell me that sounds like you like Currency
opposed to his hit back, because the fact that I can't quote this nigga, and I do know who Currency
is, but I feel he's not relevant, but he's someone that is not
mainstream.
He's not mainstream, and I don't really like a lot of mainstream artists right now. I mean, you got your Jay-Z, I get your angle though.
What you got for me?
I'm not going with my of all time because
you can't.
Like, the era that I grew up in, none of those people would necessarily be relevant right now.
Right now, right.
But I'm going to say, if I had to really be like somebody that's going to make me get up and dance, y'all about to laugh. I'm going to have to say Soulja Boy.
Big motherfucking Draco.
Big Draco.
And how can you not?
I don't know. He did his thing.
No, he do it. He said, like, it wouldn't be music. The way we consume music is because of fucking Soulja Boy.
Yeah.
He like Soulja Boy, we talked about somebody not getting their respect. Soulja Boy don't get his respect.
He don't because he's
self-made. You got to realize Soulja ain't nobody vouching for him because he made himself. Whenever you make yourself, ain't nobody gonna vouch for you.
Like LOL smiley face. He got us all into the
dances.
If Soulja Boy would stay off of the crack, I'm just saying crack. I don't know what he's on.
Yeah,
and stop abusing women. I could see him being a mogul.
Yeah, he could.
I'm just saying, because I feel like he does. He got the game system locked down. He got the shoot thing. I don't know about lockdown, but he got the shoot thing going on. Like, he a businessman.
The thing about it,
he's not the most lyrical, but he's a businessman.
Let's not forget,
his team is a
businessman. What was that?
Bapinates, yeah.
Yeah, that was that.
But that was Lil Wayne, though.
He definitely could be a mogul, but the problem with him is he do lame shit too much.
Yeah, he'd be a little bit too much.
But hell yeah.
But as
Soulja
far as
Boy.
Just how he created the dances, how he still can get us to get up and or whatever he's going to do.
I got you.
I'm going to have to give him his props right now. I love Drake. I'm not a fan of Drake as of the past 2 years.
I love how y'all say that about my people. Like, y'all, because I told you I was going to blow y'all out. You got to go.
Now, Currency, no, because I heard you earlier talking about Dom Kennedy. I used to love Dom Kennedy. He didn't really came out with it.
This
is Nipsey, I love, you know, so I do have some underground people that I love, but it's just like they don't get, you know, the love that they need.
But the one, like I said, the one I said really don't affect me. Like, I thought he was talking about, like, who affect.
Right.
You know what I'm saying?
So, you personally, so, then you got society.
You
got to
go mainstream. Right.
You got to go mainstream. And I hate that. I like B-rated movies. Right. But a lot of music.
So I'm going to wrap it up real quick, and I'm going to just say mine is Kanye. I think Kanye, and the reason be it that it's Kanye for me, is because you said Drake. It wouldn't be a Drake without a Kanye. I think, I say that from this perspective. Kanye, we was talking about this in the chat last night, on the chat.
Okay, the other chat.
So, and to me, well, what is a fact is, like, Kanye was the first, like, before Kanye, you had to be like Jay-Z, you had to be like DMX, you had to be like Mobb Deep, you had to be a nigga with, like, street cred to be a rapper.
Shout out to Snowfall coming on tomorrow. That's my point.
That is exactly my point. Kanye opened up. It wouldn't be a J. Cole. Like he opened up the gateway for anybody to be able to rap.
There were people that came before him that opened up for J. Cole and them. I mean.
Right. No, I understand that. But Kanye was the first super popular rapper who made it, like.
You know who he was really found by? Like, how he really got discovered is at a Jamie Foxx party.
Ooh,
do y'all realize that? I watched a whole on SiriusXM, Raw Dog Radio,
I'm not sure if that's exactly how he got discovered.
When I tell you.
No, I know. I know the story that you're talking about. I know the story you're talking about.
The Playboy Mansion, all of it.
I think that was the story.
I love Kanye. But
my point is this.
That's a good point.
Ye opened up. To me, what I like rap today, when I look at it, like the whole allure of Snoop, the whole allure of Jay-Z is all of these niggas, they represent the something. Yeah. And like now you have to it's completely entertainment.
They may go into school and dropping out okay.
It's completely like, entertainment. Yeah. Like you can be a Rick Ross and a police officer on your spare time, but if you make a hot song, it don't fucking matter.
I will give Kanye the fact that he made it okay for us to talk about God in songs.
Absolutely.
I do.
Kanye's impact is way bigger than that. But like I said, though, to me it's Kanye because Kanye opened up the wave that anybody can be a rapper. And despite your background, if you make good music, you can be a rapper.
And that's not good music.
So
hey, Jada Kiss.
We were talking about the MC.
Don't forget about Jada Kiss.
Cool.
So look, let me pass it to LaMaya because we haven't went to you tonight.
Oh, and so I didn't think we had time.
No, I think we got a little bit of time. We got a little bit of time.
It's snowing in here.
So, so what you got for me?
All right.
I had to ask. I was going to ask, what's y'all favorite show? But when I had asked y'all that, we had kind of talked about it in chat or whatever.
Right.
And I'll just say my favorite show right now is Snowfall. I love it. It is.
Everything.
Y'all gotta. So I'm one of those people who haven't watched it. What makes it so great?
It makes it great because of John Singleton. A, rest in peace. R.I.P. He didn't put the story in your normal way. Like, okay, he starts. The Franklin is the main character. He starts with selling, you know, weed. His uncle taught him and whatever. Square. His aunt showed him how to do coke. You know how to do that. And then they went to L.A. Wanda showed them how to make that crack. And then that's, you know, where you boom, you got the whole story. But I feel like
Wanda started smoking the crack too.
Yeah, Wanda. But it just really shows you like the. I think season 4 is just really beneficial. I really think it was. I mean, it shows you betrayal.
What season is it on right now?
It's on season 4. Yeah.
Okay, it's on season four.
We on episode 8. We waiting on 9 tomorrow.
So, I'm going to tell you this. I am going to watch Snowfall for you.
At least the first season.
I will so watch you Snowfall.
Can, you gotta wait. You gotta get through the first three episodes.
I'm just giving to the.
He can,
no, 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 no. I'm a TV Kenny. Watcher, so I got you.
You gonna love it,
I got you. So,
but did y'all check? Did you check out how they switched up his swag?
Yes.
When I tell you he went from regular. Now, mind you, they in L.A.
Yep.
They in Compton. Yep. Where else? They talk about a couple. Don't give me the line right now. But when I tell you they switched up his swag this episode, I was like, okay, Franklin. I really think Franklin
got a lot of decisions. Like, I mean, okay, his father snitched on him to a reporter because his father was in a Black
spoilers,
Panther.
Spoilers, I'm, spoilers,
yeah, 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 yeah. We don't. Because I want to watch the show.
It is what it is. You got a long way. I'm sorry, baby.
You do, but you in go, the game.
No. Let me experience it. But I will say this.
Yeah, I mean,
that's a small little pinch. Like, he got to still learn a lot.
I'm going to watch the show, but look. So that's your favorite show?
Yes.
What's your favorite show, Daniel? Real quick.
Show probably got to be Atlanta.
Okay. I haven't watched that either.
You know they're coming back out with the next season.
They need
so.
Childish Gambino. Atlanta's so for real. Like, it's like you just watching
the life. On the third season.
It's only two seasons.
Okay.
Two seasons. But
why is it Atlanta, your favorite show?
Atlanta, just like you watching somebody's actual life, and like I said, the Glover, what's
Childish Gambino, Donald Glover. Yes,
he's a genius. Like it's just like you watching somebody's regular life, but it's like
it
you're in the hood.
Very just
it's like you sit on the couch watching
stuff.
Somebody's life going like.
I'm gonna check Atlanta out.
You know, so, Atlanta.
Plus your boy, the boy on Atlanta is on Godzilla too.
Yeah, Paperboy, mm-hmm. Paperboy. Yeah. Uh-huh.
What you got? What's your favorite show?
I don't know. I have too many shows that I love right now. Of course, I have to watch Snowfall right. On Wednesdays. I got a watching partner for that.
Got the day.
Shout out to my bestie. Hey. And I'm like a movie and show head, so I can talk about.
Have you watched them?
Teen Wolf. Yes, I watched them, and I was confused.
Okay, now that you can't spoil for me because I'm actually looking forward.
I'm
to
actually
it.
Watching
I got Prime Video
episode.
And everything.
I'm watching 10 tonight when I get home.
I just watched 10 today, but 8, 9, 10 was a little.
Yeah,
out there
I seen
for me.
9, and it was a little weird to me.
It was weird.
But they bring it back together. Gotcha.
They bring it back together. So, yes. But so
what you got though?
Everything. I love everything. I'm all a Libra. Right. We love everything.
So here's my favorite show. I'm going to watch Snowfall. And the reason I don't watch shows like Snowfall and Power is because I feel like I get it already. You know what I'm saying? And then
bro.
I be feeling like I've lived. I understand that life. And then past that is like it's an embellished version of it as well. It's like, you know, you got bad guy. I don't know. Whatever. But. But I'm gonna watch it though. I'm gonna watch it because I do enjoy.
I do
enjoy shows like that though. I can enjoy it. I ain't gonna say it like that.
It's a great show if you don't.
But my favorite
show,
and I know you got. I don't know if you guys have watched it, but Game of Thrones is the best show of all time.
You're behind.
How is that
behind? Because Game of Thrones is over. They're talking about the spinoffs, but
yeah.
Is Game of Thrones is
what's
over?
That other one?
But if you haven't watched it, have you watched all of Game of Thrones?
Hunger Games, yes. Absolutely.
Have you watched all of Game of Thrones?
It's a fire game.
To me, Game of Thrones is the best show that's ever been created. Matter of fact, I'd go as far as
it had.
It's the best.
I tried.
It is a great show.
I tried to get into that thing where they.
You gotta like medieval
she
creatures.
Real shit.
You don't have. But no, you don't. But no. That's the thing. It's more to me. It's just as gangster as Power is, and any. But it's a different setting. But you know what I'm saying. So look.
One that don't give a fuck.
Right. So. I'm a end the show, guys, with this. We gonna
Can
have
I ask a question right quick.
Yeah, go for it.
I want y'all honest opinion because it's actually serious to me. I'm doing this shit on air. That's how serious it is to me. How young is too young to be on Instagram?
Oh, it ain't
yeah,
too young.
Just,
it ain't too
that
young.
That is completely up to the parent.
No, yeah. If you was a parent, would you let your kid on Instagram at?
I can comment on that because I actually made an Instagram for my little one, but it's family. You know, you can protect it like only family
He's
or whatever.
One. This is a child that's gonna actually be in control of their page. Yeah, so you got to think above that age. Right, that's you kind of running.
It depends on your child.
So go something, because it's actually.
No, I have 11-year-old, almost 12-year-old. I've said that like 20 times on the show. He doesn't necessarily desire to be on there. He's not the on camera. I like force him to take the pictures. He's getting better at it. But no. I know that Instagram is coming out with new guidelines as far as just trying to tailor
who they talk
to and stuff. For me personally, yes.
It's too young, yeah.
Like, okay, I mean, okay. I feel like when you're able to date Instagram is a very big world. I got enough battles to fight with my 11-year-old pre-adolescent stuff and all this. No,
yeah.
I bet you that won't be one of them.
It's just too young, right?
Because they'll look at, they can have access to anything.
Yeah. So do you, are your twins thinking about getting on Instagram?
I just found out that I was like, are you on Instagram?
I agree what she said, though. It depends on your child. Like, if I gave my child an Instagram, he's not going to do nothing crazy. Like, I don't
believe. No.
But it can expose him to something you can't see. Because you, like,
I'm trying to wait till he's 15.
In them feeds.
Yeah, about a teenager, okay.
I'm trying to wait till he's 15.
You're going to have to explain that.
Especially for boys. Now, girls will be a little bit more, you know, savvy in what we're going to look at, hair, nails, dress, you know, stuff like that. But for boys, they're going to be looking at them half-dressed chicks, everything pop up on your timeline. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. It's hard enough to monitor. It depends on what type of child you got, how influenced they are.
I'll tell you what, I don't have kids, but yeah, I do. I definitely think that that's a little too young.
A little
too young.
Yeah, for sure. Yeah. A little bit. But let me have them at that age.
I'm glad mine don't want, I'm gonna wrap
the show with this, guys. We haven't been on in a couple weeks. So look, real quick. I wanted to end the show with a praise break. What's transpired in your life that you're definitely thankful for, or just something great that's happened to you that you see the light in. I'll start with you.
I'm about to catch the Holy Ghost. I'm about to dance. What you got for me real quick? I don't know nothing about that. I'm ready to get back in church now.
What you got for me?
My praise break is the fact that, just keeping it in alignment with the show. I'm glad that even though my family was probably cursed or the devil had it out for us, that I still have a testimony. I still have overcame whatever my family and parents have gone through. Mm-hmm. I'm here today not living off of a story that I feel like has molded. It maybe has shaped and molded me, but I don't live off of it to, you know, progress me. I live off of something a little bit different. Yeah. So I'm just grateful for the gift of life, the gift of love, the gift of light. In this day and age, it's hard to find.
And what about you, Miss Lamaya?
Can we redefine praise break again? Hold up.
Just what you thankful for? Something great that's happened in your life, your testimony for the week.
I mean, I'm thankful always for my family and for my little ones. Hey,
yes.
They are really my back. Oh, they my backbone. Y'all get me through. I also want to say, I want to give a praise to mental and anxiety. Like, that's been a huge thing that I've noticed with COVID. That's been really a huge thing. But I want to actually praise those who are handling, you know, their mental health and anxiety in a tremendous way. So shout outs to y'all, shout outs to family, and that's my praise.
True. And what you got for me, Capital D, aka the Ciroc Boy.
Everybody work on their body to build their body up. Work on your mind to build your mind up, make your mind stronger.
That's good.
Of course, like I said earlier, I'm thankful that my kids got to see a happy new year to them.
Happy birthday.
You know, your birthday is really your new year.
Absolutely.
Man, I'm just glad that I ain't got to answer nobody in the morning. I can do what the fuck I want to do.
Hire me.
That's great. And, mom and dad still living. Stepdad still living. Everybody's still living.
That's a beautiful thing.
Yeah. A lot of deaths. That's what we talked about.
We made it through COVID.
And so for me, I'm gonna end it on this note. For my praise break, I just was thinking about this before I talked about it, and I put it up on Facebook. you know, despite what you're going through, despite how trying your time is, God seems to always come through when you least expect it. When you least expect it. And so my praise break is this. My lady, she had just been kind of going through a lot in terms of like with her job, and she was just like over her job. And I've definitely been in this place too. Any one of us, we've gotten to that place where we knew where we knew that the job wasn't for us, and we were just looking to make that next step. So she was at this place, and then yesterday actually. And she was really feeling down about it, really inadequate, like, you know, she wasn't good enough and whatnot. And then just yesterday, she got, like, a great, a promotion, woo! The exact job that she wanted.
Yes!
And didn't have to interview for it, making the money
favor.
That she wanted.
That's called
and it was
always on time.
And that was just a testament, because when I received it, and I say this because it was her story, but I was touched by it because it reminded me.
That's all right.
It
That's
reminded all right. me of how God works. Yes. It happened the same way for me. I don't know if you remember, because we talk on a personal level, D, but like when I was moving to the spot that I was moving to,
right.
I was just like I was in a place where I thought I wasn't going to have no job. I didn't know how I was going to move to where I was going to move to.
Yeah.
I was calling you, asking you for a reference, a fake reference.
Won't he do it?
Yeah.
Won't he will.
And then I fucked around, and now I'm making more money than I ever made. Hey. You know what I'm saying? But we good to go. Hey, man, you guys have been absolutely wonderful. I appreciate y'all time.
Behind the king is the queen.
Y'all patience and fucking with us through our break. And, yeah, man, we back. We're going to be full in effect. Y'all go follow us on Instagram, Facebook, all of it. And we love y'all.
And talk to us.
Yes.
We want to know.
Please talk to us. Please talk to us.
Articulate
Who's your favorite?
Yeah, that's what you want to know.
That's all you care about.
But all right, man, we out, man. I enjoyed our time. Until next time, we out. Articulate Fools.
It's the Articulate Fools.
Articulate Fools. Delicious bug.
It's the Articulate Fools.